Welcome back to the program. I'm Michael Cohen with producer Emily Scarlett. While this weekend's Christmas festivities will involve presents and family time, for many of us, the real highlight will be the food. But before you overdo it and get crazy eating too much and lounging around watching football, as wonderful as that sounds, you may want to consider your health, particularly your cardiovascular health. Dr. Ramin Manshadi is the author of the new book, The Wisdom of Heart Health, Attaining a Healthy and Robust Heart in Today's Modern World. And he joins me now to tell me more about it. Welcome to the program, Dr. Manshadi.
Well, thank you, Michael. Thank you for this invitation.
So what is it that is most damaging to the heart? Is it our diet, daily stress, a lack of exercise? What should those who are being hit on all these fronts focus on first?
Okay, that's a very good question. Normally when I assess patients with potential heart disease, I would consider risk factors that are reversible and risk factors that you cannot do much about. And those are, for example, the reversible ones, like you mentioned, sedentary lifestyles, smoking, obesity, which is, you know, diet. These are some things that one can do something about. However, things like family history, if someone in your family had a heart attack before age of 55 or 65 for female and 55 as far as male, or mainly the family history, then you cannot really do much about that. Then you have to be very careful and try to treat your underlying risk factors that you can do something about. So in general, then, I would, the highest risk, as far as I'm concerned, when I see my patients, are smoking and diabetes. Diabetics and smoking are one of the two main risk factors that are reversible that can truly reverse the incidence of heart attack in patients.
Now, when we're talking about heart health, is it mostly the clogging of arteries then? It's not really that the heart muscle itself is damaged in any way. Is that right?
That's a very good question. So what happens is the first thing that goes bad before that the arteries becomes hardened or the blood fat builds up inside the inner lining of the inner lining of the artery becomes unhealthy. So once the inner lining of the artery becomes unhealthy, then the plaque starts building up. That's when you have, you know, bad diet, high cholesterol, for example. Most people don't know, but there are different types of cholesterol. For example, LDL itself, which is everyone knows is a bad cholesterol, but most people do not know that there are LDL cholesterols that are called morphology A and morphology B. Morphology A is large and buoyant. It goes through the artery system and it doesn't really cause blockages. And you have the type that is B, that's small and dense. It can go under the inner lining of the artery and cause inflammation and then formation of this fat buildup within the artery.
Don't most Americans, even young Americans, have some plaque in their arteries and maybe even in their heart arteries?
Yeah, this is true. As we age throughout the years, we do get some what we call thickening of the inner lining of the artery, okay? So it's normal to have small amount of thickening, and that's why there are testing that sometimes I do to kind of risk stratify my patients. It's called the carotid intimal medial thickness evaluation. And what this test does, it evaluates the thickness of the artery that goes to the brain. And studies have shown that if this artery thickens more than it should for the age group, being male or female, then your chance of developing heart disease or heart attack within 10 years is quite high. So I look at quite different variables, you know, the risk factors, the cholesterol, the CIMT as I described, and then try to pinpoint and see how much of a risk a patient has of developing sudden death or heart attack in the future.
Mm-hmm. I'm talking to Dr. Ramin Manshadi. He's the author of the new book, The Wisdom of Heart Health, Attaining a Healthy and Robust Heart in Today's Modern World. Now, if you do have plaque in your arteries and you then pursue a healthy diet and you begin to exercise, does that plaque then dissipate somehow?
In general, it doesn't. It gets more stable. And one class of drugs that have truly proven to stabilize this plaque and somewhat reverse it are called statins, such as, you know, Lipitor, Crestor, and so forth. So these drugs can, these plaques, if they're unstable, they can rupture and cause heart attack. But what happens with taking these drugs, these plaques become more stable, they're more firm. So there is less likelihood that it's going to rupture and cause a heart attack. So it does, in a sense, prevent, and you can reduce it and you can reverse it some degree, but you cannot reverse it significantly.
Are there societies and groups of people on this planet that really build up almost no plaque in their arteries?
Yeah, that's a very good question. There are a group of people in Italy, close to Milan, and they have a certain gene that can truly reverse the plaque to some degree, and they hardly ever get blockages. And it's a mutant in their genetic background that is rare, but is in existence.
Dr. Manshadi, I just want to ask you then about the men's concerns when it comes to their heart health. Of course, the term erectile dysfunction, or ED, is well known, and the use of medicines like Viagra to assist in that, although that is tied very closely into heart health. What are your views on the dysfunction and the use of medicines to overcome it, and how does it relate to the heart?
Sure. So it is very important, because commonly individuals that are middle age or older that have erectile dysfunction, they also have significant burden of atherosclerosis or fat buildup in their arteries. So the fat buildup is not necessarily just in the arteries in the heart. It can be in the arteries in the stomach, arteries in your pelvis, and all of these can lead to impotence. So when patients come out and ask me, I'm a cardiovascular doctor, not an impotent doctor, and I'm not a urologist, but in general, they always ask me if it's safe for me to take these kind of medications. So the answer to this is, if you can walk up a flight of stairs without any significant chest pain or shortness of breath, then your chances that you're going to have a heart attack is low in general, and you will be able to tolerate taking Viagra. So the next question is, do you have his coronary artery disease? Do you take nitrates? What are the other medications you are taking? Nitroglycerin under the tongue, isosorbide, Imdor. These are some drugs that have to be avoided when you take Viagra, because they have drug-drug interaction and it can significantly reduce your blood pressure, and people can subsequently pass out. And if you reduce the blood flow to the heart, you can actually even have a heart attack.
One last thing, comparing men and women, does heart disease typically affect men more than women, or not necessarily?
So in general, men and women are a little bit different, and one of the main reasons that they are different is because women have hormones that protect them, estrogens, that protect them. It makes the arteries more healthy as they are younger. But once men and women get older, over 55 or 60, and they're in menopause, the women are in menopause, then women catch up with men. So that's one issue. The other issue with women that is different than men is that their symptoms for chest pain and angina are quite different. Women or men, usually when we have chest pains from angina, from blockages in the heart, the classical symptoms is, I was mowing the lawn or I was shoveling snow and I got significant chest pressure going to my jaw, going to my left arm, and when I stopped, it went away. However, women, because of their hormonal differences, they typically may have only symptoms of sudden fatigue or sudden profuse sweating that can actually be signs of heart attack. So women should be wary of these symptoms. And one of the reasons that women, when they do have a heart attack, they tend to die more, significantly more with numbers than men, is because of this, because by the time that we find blockages in them, it's too late. It's because their symptoms that were never picked up by doctors, and they have significant blockages already in their arteries.
Dr. Ramin Manshadi, check out his new book, The Wisdom of Heart Health, Attaining a Healthy and Robust Heart in Today's Modern World. Dr. Manshadi, thank you very much for coming
on
the show.
Thank you for your time.
We'll be right back with more. I'm Michael Cohen. This is 1320 WILS.